Hey guys, it's Grace.
And it's Grace.
And welcome back to G's Talk Sneaks, episode 6.
You were just listening to Sports by Beach Bunny, which we've, I don't know about Grace over here, but I've been really into Beach
Grace
Bunny recently.
Grace has been really into it.
Yeah.
She's just been showing me. But anyways, welcome back. I don't know if it's been a week. It might have been 2 weeks. I think we promised a week, but it's been two weeks. Sincerely apologize about that. We were traveling. We went to San Francisco.
We did go to San Francisco, yes, to visit Grace's brother, Gabe.
Yes. Shout out to Gabe. Thank you for being a wonderful host.
So he kindly gave us his bed to sleep in while he slept on the couch.
Yes, that was
and
very
he
nice
told
of him.
Us the night before we got there that he slept on top of his sheets. So
you think
thank
that's
you,
so
Gabe.
Because
I could just imagine him. Just like doing a candlestick pose. Anywho, we've got some great stuff to talk about. There's been a lot of fun drops recently, so
yes. And today's episode's gonna be a little different because we're not just showing you one song. We have 6 songs for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
stay tuned.
Trying
for that.
Something new today.
We'll be incorporating those, you know, progressively throughout this podcast, so
yeah,
should be fun.
So let's talk about some drops from the past few weeks. The first one I want to talk about is the Glossier clothing.
Yes, yes, glossy wear, as they call it.
It's very exciting for me, at least.
Love that moniker. So
yes.
Creative. So punny.
The actual, like,
they came out with
isn't out
sweatshirts
yet.
But also, yeah, so they came out with apparel but also like
the
hair clips
it's all
and
out of stock now,
slides
though.
It's all out of stock. It dropped on July 17th. I woke up at 9 o'clock.
I was gonna buy it.
It dropped in the morning too.
Yeah.
It didn't drop at like 12.
Yeah,
right. Okay, yeah, it dropped in the morning and I woke up and I went on the website, and all the good stuff was already sold out.
Yeah.
The only thing that was left were the clips,
mm-hmm.
which was very
well,
unfortunate.
Well, no, they haven't actually released the clothing yet. That's not coming till September.
No! Are you kidding me? I
yeah,
did not know that.
They only released the hair clips, the duffel bag, the sandals, slides.
That makes a lot of sense.
But, yeah, I've got to get one of those hoodies.
Yeah, the hoodies are really cute. They're nice, like, taupey pink color.
Mm-hmm. And then long sleeve tees have the 3-eyed smiley face.
Very minimal, just like their packaging.
I like it.
It's what they're known for.
And
it's why they have such good business.
I'd say the prices, I was a little scared. I thought it was going to be expensive. But
yeah,
it's really not bad. $45 for a hoodie isn't bad when we're talking about, like,
not at all
brand stuff like this, but
I mean, I feel like people would have gotten mad just because Glossier has such a good price point, you know, for their skincare and their makeup. So if they came out with like these like $130 sweatshirts, people would have been like,
yeah,
this is not what I signed up for.
Yeah. So, oh, something else.
Anyway, we love it. We love it all. The sweatshirts, shirts come out in September, so
yeah, I think
watch for that.
Sometime in the fall. Something else we're going to do today to make this episode a little bit more organized, we came up with a little rating system
mm-hmm.
for the drops. So we're going to talk about the colorway and the silhouette for shoes, and then if we think it was quote-unquote worth the hype.
Right, right.
So I'd say colorway-wise, out of 5, what would you give, like, the whole color palette of this collection?
I mean, it's honestly perfect. Like, personally,
I think the yellow kind of threw everything off
The yellow threw everything off, but I like it. Like, it doesn't...
It works.
It works. The yellow's a bit dramatic, I must
say. It's like,
say.
Really?
Yeah. You know, but it works.
It works.
Yeah,
I mean,
like
they
it.
Could do any color, and it would
it's
probably work.
It's all very pastel-y. I mean,
yes.
My mind just
blanked for a second. Yeah, no, I like it. I think it's a 5.
Four, yeah, I'd give five. It a 5.
Yeah.
Pricing.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, our phones are just blowing up over here. Pricing, we kind of talked about already. I'd give it a 5. I think it's perfectly priced for their customer and, like, the types of people there that are going to be buying this. I think it works.
Yep.
And I'd say it's worth the hype. I mean, I know I was very excited.
I was beyond excited because the only other sweatshirt they had was that
gray crew neck.
And I was just
not good.
I mean, it wasn't bad, but...
But it wasn't good.
It wasn't like this.
No.
No, 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 no. Moving right along.
Yes, we have the Adidas Y3 Yoji Court sneakers. I think I said that wrong, but I might not have.
No.
I'm not totally sure.
Wait, yeah.
So these are actually, just came out in a new color, in this white color. Very similar to, you know, the regular Adidas,
right.
Like
the
Stan Smith
collab.
The Raphs.
Yeah, ones. The Raph Simons.
But I like these, actually. I think they're cool.
I mean, yeah.
The toe's a little different.
Yeah, the toe's, like, shorter.
Yeah.
It looks like.
But
I like the chevron kind of stitching and the chevron detail on the heel. I think that's pretty cool. I mean,
they're a little steep.
A little, yeah. They are retailing for $316.
Which...
No, 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 no. No, you don't spend that kind of... I'm sorry, you don't spend that kind of money on a white Stan Smith. I'm so sorry.
I mean, I understand.
I don't care who you're collabing with. I'm not doing that. Sorry, I just got...
Sorry, Grace is going to blow out your eardrums here. But, no, I agree. I mean, yeah, it's cool to collab with different artists and designers, even if it is some, like, symbol, like, important thing or whatever. But, like if you... Oh, my God.
Don't get me wrong.
It's $300.
You either love them... Or...
It's not my cup of tea, that's all I'm saying.
Well, like, yeah, I mean, you gotta really like them to spend $300. I'm sorry,
yeah,
but
yeah.
It's just, like, a white stance.
So I'd give that, like, a 2 on the price.
I'd give it a 1. Like, ugh. Okay, well, to be fair, I don't know who Yoji Yamamoto is, so... Might need to do some research on that.
Oh, that was normal.
I might appreciate it more if I actually knew who the person was.
From an outsider perspective.
From an everyday person, no one's going to want to spend this much money unless you're like a hardcore Yoji fan.
I will say the design, for design aspects, like colorway and silhouette, I would give it. A 3.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not that...
It's
just
cool, but it's,
special.
Like, not that... It's not... If you love that stance, that classic Adidas minimal,
but then
it's perfect.
But then you can just buy it for what? What do they retail for? 60? 90? 75?
Yeah, I think somewhere around 100. But...
Anyway, let's move on. I'm done with this.
Yeah, we're done with this.
I don't like talk... I'm like...
I don't know if it's... I wouldn't say it's worth the...
No, not worth... I mean, is there any hype? I don't even...
If you're a fan, perhaps.
Perhaps.
Again, outside
perhaps.
Of perspective.
Alas.
Anyways. Yeah.
Anyway, we're
going to
segue
another song for you.
Into a little song for you guys. Willow Smith, You May Know, You May Not.
Pretty
just
girls.
Released another album. Thank you, Jesus. She is everything and more. We're gonna hop right into it.
She
Pretty
really
Girls
is.
By Willow.
Here we go.
They won the girls with the hips. They won the girls in the movies. Won the girls with the prettiest smile. Seemingly perfect life movie. Won the girls with the lips. And the cascading. pretty girl. Oh, I wonder girl's got a light that makes me squint when I look in her eyes. She doesn't give a fuck when emotions run amok. She's alright, she's alright. Wonder girl who knows herself like her favorite book right on the shelf. That she's read a million times, passions there she can't decline. Fine. This is why I'm talking about a pretty girl. Talking about a pretty girl. Talking about a pretty girl.
Okay. Alright, guys. Let us know what you think about that song.
I love her. She's like a... She doesn't... Have you watched, like, interviews and things with her?
Mm-mm.
She's just, like...
Transcends all.
Yeah.
She's just, like, godly.
This aura of just, like...
She's, like...
Beauty
an and... enigma.
Exactly. Willow Smith, we I love mean, you.
I mean, she excels in all walks.
She really does.
In all fashions of life. That I don't know if that... Okay. Moving right along.
Let's talk about some Air Max 270s. These have been all over.
All over the gram.
The new Electro colorway. How do we feel?
You know, Grace.
We saw them in person in San Francisco.
We saw them in person in San Francisco. Do I like them? Gives me Nickelodeon vibes.
That's so accurate.
Right? Right?
Oh my gosh.
The slime green and the orange.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, didn't answer my question though.
Do you like
do
them?
Do I like them?
I like this purple color.
They're... I mean, okay, I'm not a huge fan of the huge bubble heel thing happening that Nike's doing right now.
With the 270s.
But also with the... I'm blanking. They've been doing that a lot.
Well, it's all the new Air Maxes.
Right, right. And I'm not a huge fan. I don't really love that look. So, But
these
there's
are
aspects
cool.
to it that I like.
These are cool. I like the transparent. I like...
Yes.
I don't like the toe, though. Like, what is, like, the sole here?
Yeah.
And also, the what's happening there?
It's just...
It's like, mixing the... I don't know. I like the colorway, though. I do like the colorway.
I like the colorway. I think it's...
I think if it had a little less green, it would be a little less Nickelodeon.
I think it's groovy.
But...
I think it's groovy, but...
I like
yeah, I don't know. Something's just off about it. I don't know.
I'm sure they're extremely comfortable, though.
I'm sure they're extremely comfortable.
Sure about that.
But, yeah.
What do they retail for? That's the question.
That is the question. What would you guess?
Like 120?
Yeah.
Probably.
I'd guess around, 130, 120. 125.
Colorway? 4.
4, yeah.
Just like spread out, balanced differently.
Worth the hype, though. That's ultimately the question.
No. It's a no from me.
Yeah, honestly.
I feel
no.
like a lot of people are going
to. I mean, they're cool. They're
us,
nice
but...
to look at. They're exciting to look at, I'd say. They're exciting. You know?
Yeah.
It's not your everyday kind of thing. So, and, you know, Nike makes a lot of crazy shoes like that, so. But I get, why.
I get.
Yeah.
I get They're 150.
150? No. That's almost the same price as the 97.
And there's a special place in our heart for the 97s. But
oh my God.
I understand they're like a special release. It makes sense. But
yeah, I don't know.
Anyways.
I don't know how we feel about those.
Anyways, moving along, we got another song for you guys.
Got another song for you.
This is Fake ID by The Academic.
Bring your fake
That was Fake ID. The Academic. Highly recommend. I have to agree with Grace, that is, like, the ultimate summer song.
Indeed.
For sure. Yeah, we actually found that in the Nike store.
Yep.
Grace found it in the Nike
yeah.
store.
Yeah. Grace left in San Francisco. Stranded on the elevator. No, no, she escaped up the escalator, left me stranded in the Nike crowd.
I survived. But speaking of summer, let's talk about these Chinatown Market Converse.
Oh my god, I want to buy these so bad.
Oh my god. These are really
These are cool. incredible. These are definitely probably my favorite shoes I've seen drop all summer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a big title to give,
but Grace,
if you're confident, I'm confident.
I'm confident. I'm confident. I'm fully confident in my...
Well, they are pretty incredible, I will say. So, yeah, these are... UV Chuck 70s. They're sun activated, so basically they have them in high tops and low tops, and
they high tops all day.
Start off in like nice, very light pastel colors, and the more they're exposed to the sun, the deeper the colors get and the brighter they get. And these are so cool. I'm sorry, they're just okay. That's incredible.
Yeah, the colorway is phenomenal. It's like this royal blue, dark purple, and orange. I think that's awesome. And the bottom of the shoe is crazy.
It's that thick canvas, too.
Yeah,
it's not
it's
like
thick
the...
thick canvas.
So it's nicer, a little bit nicer quality, and...
high qual.
$100. I think the price point is great. I think it's
yep.
perfect.
I would pay... gladly, $100.
And I think it's right on...
for those puppies to be on these little feet of mine.
I think it's right on brand, too, with Chinatown Market. Like, it fits with their playful aspects
yeah.
of their design and things like that. So, yeah, it's a yes for me.
Yeah, I'd say it's worth the hype. I'd give them all fives.
For sure.
And, yeah.
So, moving on to a designer brand that I love. Let's talk about Jack Moose, because this is, they are...
groundbreaking.
It's groundbreaking. This is, they are...
but not at all at the same time.
They are the masters of the tiny bag, and they've come out
they
with
really
an even tinier
They really have it down
bag.
To a, what's it called?
A T.
A T. Thank you.
Would you cop, Grace?
Grace!
If you had
Grace.
Endless just spending money, would you spend $250?
All right, let's preface this a little bit, guys. We need to, you know, give the people a little background here.
Mm-hmm.
This bag, five of them, can fit in your hand.
In a grown man's hand.
In a grown man's hand. And each of them, one, retails for $258. Grace.
The teeny tiny trend has indeed reached its peak, as Hype Bay has said.
Hype Bay couldn't have said it better.
100% calf leather. So, they're
I
not
mean,
vegan friendly. But,
It is what it is. I mean, it's a designer brand. If Louis Vuitton, if Gucci, if whatever came out with a tiny bag...
people would buy it just because it is.
Yeah.
There's always someone out there.
There's not as much hype surrounding this brand, so.
They're getting there, though.
They're getting there.
That fashion show in the middle of the lavender field in France.
I mean.
Like, oh my god.
That was spectacular. But.
I love their. Just. Their marketing and everything, though. I think it's really cool.
Their
you should
aesthetic.
Follow them on Instagram. Everyone should go follow them on Instagram. And. You should also follow us on Instagram, by the way.
Yeah, please do.
Cheese Talk Sneaks. Anyways.
Yeah.
Cool colors, though, I will say.
Yeah, very cool colors.
Design perspective.
What are you putting there? A coin?
Cool.
You put a little coin in there?
A coin.
It's a coin pouch.
It's a coin purse.
What do they call it? Microscopic bag?
It's just the mini Chiquito bag.
Oh, the Chiquito bag.
I would buy one of their other small bags that you can't really fit anything mm-hmm. in. Like, I would buy that. I just know I wouldn't be able to help myself.
See,
but this is too small. I couldn't spend $258.
I would buy something if it was, if I could actually use it correctly.
If I could fit, I'll buy a bag if my phone doesn't fit in it, if I like it enough. But if I could fit other things in it too, mm-hmm. like if I could get the bomb.com and my wallet, that's all I really need. I'll put my phone in my pocket. I don't really. A lot of people are going to disagree with me on that one, but I just know I won't be able to control my money, so.
All right, well, anyways, should we move right along to the next song?
Yes, we shall.
This next one up is called "You're the Song" in brackets "That I Can't Stop Singing" by Frankie Valli. A classic. Here we go.